Welcome to the Gross Profit Podcast. My name is James Kennedy. I'm the CEO at procurementexpress.com. We help your company manage spend with magical features. This podcast is a good one for you if you're interested in maybe coming to work at Procurement Express, or you want to hire us as a software provider, or you're generally interested in business and outsourcing. Hope you find something pretty useful in here for you. This week, I'd like to talk about something called Nerd Academy. So what is Nerd Academy? Well, let me just rewind a little bit to the history of Procurement Express. In 2013 or so, myself and my wife were living in a small town in the Eastern Cape of South Africa. She started a separate business called Piho TV, and I started Procurement Express along with Richard. And you can tune into the episode that precedes this, where I interview Richard on how that got started. But because I was in South Africa, we started to hire locally, and we realized that there was great undiscovered talent that we could take advantage of locally. And as we grew in both our businesses, we decided to formalize that into a program to help local people train up and earn dollars or euros and spend rand. And it was just a case of replicating some of what we had done, in that we would live in very economically in South Africa with great wine and steak, but able to work with customers all over the world. It's something that people asked about all the time. So we started Nerd Academy there. And this is a program that we run. The next cohort is coming up in October. And we're going to train people up. And then we also do a trip called Saspari, where we bring people down to the Eastern Cape, where they get to interview the talent, hire them if they want to. And it works out for everyone. So as part of that, I want to thank Kerry Fitzgerald and Petru Kruger, who've come along today, who are, one's an alumni and one is a sort of someone who's worked with one of the nerds for a number of years now. So maybe, Kerry, you could start off and just introduce yourself. Tell us about you and what you do.
Well, thanks for having me on the show, James. It's great to be here. So, yeah, I work in Dublin in Ireland, and I run a modest social media consultancy business. I have regular clients, ones that will pay me every month, and I take charge of all of their social media. And then I might have some other clients that will ask me to help them with their auditing what they do, creating a strategy for their social media plan if they don't have any, and training them up if they need training. So there's kind of a few aspects to the business. And I've been working as a social media consultant for nearly 12 years, I think. Prior to that, I had a career in advertising industry, so I was very familiar with working with brands, working with communication, and also working across borders, because I worked in advertising agencies in London, Paris. Then I moved to Singapore for a while, about 3 years, and then across to Hong Kong for about 7 years before coming back to Ireland. So I worked in advertising then in Ireland for about 5 years. And then I set up my own consultancy because social media was really taking off. Twitter had come around. Brands were wondering what they should be doing on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. So started doing that. And to this day, I still have very similar clients to what I had 12 years ago who don't really understand social media, don't really believe in it, know that they have to be on it, but not sure how. And Petro and I help to convince them that they should be on it and what they should be doing. So I've just mentioned Petro, who is on the call as well. I'll probably have to talk about her in a little bit. Is that right, James?
Yeah, sure. I mean, Kerry, you're too modest. I've known you for 15, maybe even 20 years now. And preceding to that, I was so-called entrepreneur flailing around, basically doing terrible. And then you started up your business and instantly got a great list of clients, and we're like making a great living really quick. So I secretly hate you for that, because those made it look so easy. But apart from that, so yeah, Petro, maybe you could just introduce yourself. Where are you today?
Hi, I'm Petro Kruger. I am originally from Somerset East. I'm currently in Newton Aid. I attended Nerd Academy in 2019, and Nerd Academy opened a whole new online world that I didn't know existed. And I took part in the Nerd Academy course. And since then, I've had 6 clients, main ones being Kerry and Polo. And that's about it. So I have a complete online work. Yeah, I don't do anything anymore that's not online, only online work.
Yeah, and you were working online before it was cool, before COVID and everyone started doing it. You're one of the OGs. Yeah, cool. Yeah. And Paulo's in San Francisco, right? And Kerry's in Dublin. Yeah. So, and where are the other clients been from?
Also California. And then I think Clay from Dublin, Ireland.
And you don't even need to know. That's the great thing, right? And I'll let you listeners into a secret. These two had never actually seen each other before today. We've just done everything on email and WhatsApp. So,
and voice notes. And we do speak to each other. It's just funny that we've never done a video, which is, I don't know why. It's not for any weird reason. It's just never happened. I suppose we have a very flowing communication where, you know, Petra's been working with me now for nearly 4 years, I think, 4 years in September. So we have a very good relationship. I mean, we probably overshare sometimes about stuff, but, and also I think working through the pandemic together probably helped forge a relationship as well when we were both stuck in our houses and going mad with all the lockdowns. But we do have a very kind of good way of working together where we set up processes and use different tools. But I would say most of our communication is through WhatsApp. It's just easy. I have it on my laptop. I have it on my phone. We leave each other voice notes if we need to explain complicated things. So I think personally anyway, and no offense to this particular meeting, but I think we all have meeting fatigue. And there's always a lovely feeling when you wake up in the morning and you don't have any Zoom calls for the whole day. You just have to do your work and carry on. So I think that's what's good about the way we work, Petra. You can contradict me if you like, but we can just WhatsApp each other and keep a kind of informal communication line going at all times. So that's probably why we haven't done too many Zoom calls, because we have to do them with clients.
Yeah, I think Kerry's very good at explaining the work that I have to do. So it's never been necessary to say, okay, let's get on a call and look and see and sort it out. And then I think the type of people that do our work, I think we are less social, and it makes life a lot easier. It's lots less stressful, and yeah, it's good. It's nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the cool kids call that asynchronous communication these days, right? So it's not put down on meetings, but that means you got to be good at the written word. Is that it? I mean, is that something you need to do to work with someone remotely, would you say, Kerry? Or what advice would you give to someone if you're going to work with someone overseas?
Well, Petra is not the only person that I've worked with overseas. So the first thing I would say is I did learn the hard way that you have to be very clear with people, because if you're not clear, if people don't know what they have to do, and this is a very obvious thing to say, you know, they're going to choose to do the minimum rather than make a mistake. So, you know, if I'm not very, very clear about what's required, when I need people to be available, what type of clients we have, what kind of language we use with them, you know, once you've set all of that in motion, then the work flows very smoothly from that. So you're right, James. One of the key things is being very clear. And I think, you know, I've worked with people online and they mightn't show up for a week or so. And I guess I got burnt by that. So having worked with Nerd Academy, where you have professional people coming and working with me, I found that, you know, a huge relief to be able to find someone reliable who was going to show up, who understood when, you know, I explained a job once, understood it, and just that was it, hit the ground running. And also the good thing about Petra is she's never afraid to ask any questions or, you know, to look stupid. I'm doing in hand inverted commas for people who are watching and not, who are listening and not watching. But I think it's really important, because you can get someone trotting away and doing an entire job incorrectly just because they didn't understand something and didn't ask the questions. So, yeah, I think clear communication skills, whether it's writing or even leaving a voice note or jumping on a quick call, I think that's the key thing to make sure, because you're not sitting beside someone and you're not able to just lean over and ask a quick question. So it's very different. And I think a lot of people learn that during the pandemic as well, working remotely, that, you know, once you're clear and you can communicate the rules of play, it makes life easier for everyone. You know, it's just less stressful, basically.
Yeah, that's interesting you say about, let's call it the hygiene factor of working across international boundaries and what it is to be a professional and so on. Like we focus on that in Nerd Academy, which is, it's kind of like a finishing school for, especially if you're living in a rural area, you haven't had a chance to work in a big office. Oftentimes you are working with people who are, you know, in a big corporate setup where there's an unspoken culture that you kind of learn by being there. But if you're not there, how are you supposed to know?
Exactly. Yeah.
So Petru, what would you say about that? Would you say, what have you learned that's important to do in order to be able to work with someone overseas? Is it like working with locals, or are there any differences you got to be aware of?
So first of all, doing remote work is not a get rich quick scheme. It's actual work. It's actual positions and actual companies. A lot of people think that they can do a whole bunch of things quickly and get money quickly, and that's not the way that it's supposed to be. You want a job where you have a certain position in a certain company. It is hard work. It's like any normal other job you would have. There are challenges. Time zone would be a big challenge, but it's never really been a challenge to me because there's always some time when it's overlapping where everybody's awake.
And how do you structure your day? Do you say give yourself a start time and you got to be at your desk at that time? Or how do you keep yourself motivated? Because there's no one there to peer over your shoulder, right?
Yes, you definitely have to be, you have to have a lot of self-discipline. You have to be able to get up, do a morning routine, sit down, do your work, do what has to be done, and have like the end of the day. So yeah, I would normally, when I had a lot of clients, I would actually schedule it out on my calendar that, you know, I'm doing so many hours for Gary, so many hours for Polo and whoever else, and stick to that. It takes a lot of self-discipline.
I find drawing it out in my calendar is the easy part. It's actually doing it when the time comes around is the hard part, right?
Yeah. And I think we all have learned this, but I mean, I've been working from home for 10 or 12 years. I can't remember now how long it is, but you know, I think people fully understand that they can't just pop in for a cup of coffee just because you're at home doesn't mean you're available. And I know you, Petro, suffer from that with your lovely family who all come to visit all the time. And, you know, that's something that's been interesting, like just trying to educate people that even though I'm at home, this is my office and it's not. I'm not playing Tetris or whatever, you know, I'm actually working and I'm not looking at videos or but I think that's got a little bit easier since the pandemic because people recognize that, you know, a lot of people were working from home and you can't just swing by or, you know, I mean, I still have friends who don't really understand that. But yeah, I think that that's an important thing. And I think the discipline or the calendar mapping out your day can help with that, because if somebody does text you, you can just say, well, I'm free at from 1 to 2, you know, for my lunch break. But so it's been interesting kind of seeing it evolve throughout the pandemic and this being much more normal, whereas before people might pretend that they weren't at home when they went on a meeting call. You know, I had a meeting with one of my clients the other day and it was raining and I got stuck in traffic and I ended up parking outside a, you know, Paddy Power's betting shop in the lashing rain in my car and took the call. And I didn't feel like, oh, this is going to look unprofessional. It might have, but I didn't feel, you know, that was going to look bad. And, you know, we all had a bit of a laugh about it and then carried on with our business. And that wouldn't have happened 3 years ago. It just would have been mortifying to do that. So, yeah, it's interesting how it's becoming a lot more accessible to people to work from home. And I think it suits a lot of people as well, not having to commute or, yeah.
Oh, that would have been fine for you, but if you were in Nerd Academy, you would have failed. So one of the things we really focus on is you've got to be at a stable internet connection with your own electricity, which can be an issue in South Africa, with a camera, with everything you need, you know, and things like that is like, I think Petru's advice about putting it in, being at your desk for those times, it's like you got to treat it like a real job.
Would I have been kicked out of Nerd Academy?
You would have been kicked out from Nerd Academy from professional conduct, but that's okay. You don't have to worry about that. Well, maybe we'll accept you. Maybe we can still, everyone's salvageable, Kerry. Don't worry about it. We can bring you up to Petra's level. So Petra, who would you say should apply for Nerd Academy? Like what type of person or what, you know, who do you think should think about joining this year?
I think anybody who has or loves technology, the online world, especially marketing, like social media and email marketing, and you have to understand what it is like to do remote work, and you have to be interested in that. And there are only certain things that you could do maybe online, like you can't just be a doctor that's online. So you have to like what you're doing, because otherwise I think the discipline to do it, it's going to take you down.
Yeah. Okay, well, this year's cohort is starting in October. If you're interested, you can go to nerdacademyza.com, where you can read more about it and find out how to join the nerd grouping. I would say that it's been a superpower of ours to be able to, we actually have an office down there in Somerset with the Nerd Academy itself. It's held in a modern office with a cafe and a library and a cinema, which is what I tell people, it's a beautiful space. We provide access to technology and training to be able to find the work and also know what's going to be expected of you to be successful, like Petru has. And we're looking for people, if you're listening to this before October 2023, you can apply there and find out more. Also, if you are looking in a position to be able to work with some of the nerds, you can also register your interest at the website. What we do this year as well is we are putting together a 5-star travel experience for people who want to actually travel to South Africa. We're going to bring you across, show you a wonderful country. We'll bring you cross-country 5-star train trip. We're going to go to see some wonderful vineyards, go to my favorite restaurant in the world where they cook food for you all day on the beach. And then we're going to head up and see the graduates from this year's Nerd Academy cohort. And you get to know them face-to-face. And it's a good time. You'll have fun at the very worst case. And you might actually find a great resource to work with for years to come, like Kerry and Petru have found each other. So thanks very much, both of you, for coming along today. Kerry, do you want to tell us how people can get in touch with you if they want to do any social media marketing work or for any other reason, for a reference or whatever?
Yeah, well, definitely. I mean, you can look up my website, which probably could do with a bit of a polish, but kerryfitzgerald.ie, or you can link in with me. And yeah, if you need me for any references for Petru, I know she'd always be looking for new work, and I'd definitely give her the big thumbs up. She's an absolute pleasure to work with and so reliable and efficient. And also, I didn't mention, very proactive and creative. So I think with the skills that you learn at Nerd Academy can help you to build on other skills that you might have been born with or that you might have as a side interest to social media or whatever subject you're learning there. But it's definitely, hit me up if you have any social media you want to give us to do. Thanks, James.
Great. And Petra, how can people reach you?
They can send me an email at info@krugerconsulting.net. And that would most probably be the best way.
Great. Okay. Well, thanks very much for both coming along. The next episode of Gross Profit Podcast will have Jason Cohen. He is what they call in South Africa, a software fundie. So he's an expert when it comes to how to grow an online software business. And I'll be doing a very interesting interview with him about what it takes to successfully grow or bootstrap a software business online. But in the meantime, thanks very much for listening, and we'll see you next time.
So that wraps it up for another episode of the Gross Profit Podcast. If you liked what you heard, please consider subscribing and leaving us a review on iTunes or wherever it is you get your podcasts.